Wendy Campbell, 455-3062.
Wow, this is amazing information that many of us know and we're learning more about regarding the hazards of isolated vitamin supplementation. I just want to thank you, Bridget, so much for sharing this information with us. And for those of you that don't know Bridget, she is a physician's assistant. We are so thankful for her and all the information that she shares with us on a regular basis. Here you go.
Sandy, hi, this is Bridget. I just wanted to put a quick message together. I was looking through some email, and I subscribe to an email called Medscape, and it sends me interesting medical articles. Well, this was in the top 10 of the year for 2011, and this was listed as number one. The article reads, vitamin supplements associated with increased risk for death. Found that very interesting, obviously clicked on it. And what I found was that a new study has just been published in a very well-renowned medical journal called the Archives of Internal Medicine. It was published on October 10th of this year. And basically what they found in this Iowa Women's Health Study was that they had women aged 55 to 69 years. Several of them used dietary vitamin and mineral supplements. And these women, there were 38,000 women in the study. These women were aged, like I said, 55 to 69. And what they found is that these women were taking multivitamins, including vitamins B6, folic acid, iron, magnesium, zinc, and copper. They studied these participants for 22 years. So this is a wide compilation of amazing data. And what they found were 15,000 deaths reported. That's about 40% of the initial participants. That's highly significant. And what they found is that vitamin B6, folic acid, iron, magnesium, and zinc were all associated with about a 6% increased risk for death. And copper, which is a common mineral in many multivitamins, was associated with an 18% increased risk for total mortality when compared to those with no use at all. So this is very, very interesting. And what I noted is that the study was partially supported by the National Cancer Institute, and very, very extraordinary data here. And basically, this is what they say, quote unquote, at the end of the article. We cannot recommend the use of vitamin and mineral supplements as a preventative measure, at least not in a well-nourished population. These supplements do not replace or add to the benefits of eating fruits and vegetables and may cause unwanted health consequences. So this is very, very interesting. You know, they're definitely saying that they cannot rule out the benefits of these supplements, but what they're seeing is that there's a real question or concern about their long-term safety. So here we are again. More is not better. Man-made supplements do not have any benefit in our preventative mindset. So thank you.